This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, a week from Christmas Eve. Oh, it scares the daylights out of me. My gosh. Yeah, we're a week away from Christmas Eve. Holiday season is just zipping by.
How's that shopping going for you?
Lightning speed. I don't do a lot of shopping. For one, I'm at 51 years of age of the opinion that Christmas should never be about stuff. I don't know, but
it can't be about stuff. You're right. It's got to be more than that. But
yeah, I know. It's a way you say thank you. I love you.
It's stuff.
Yeah.
You got kids. You got a wife. I mean, come on. Right. You know you're getting stuff.
Marie and I actually don't get anything for each other. Just, you know, small little stocking
really?
Stuffers.
So you do get something.
Yeah, although...
One of the biggest lies ever told is, oh, you don't have to get me anything.
No, we're pretty sincere about that. Because we, you know, now the kids will make sure they get something nice. But their mother does a very nice job at that. So I'm just not a very good shopper, you know? If I shop, the idea is to get in and out in the least amount of time. I just don't, you know, it's not the whole... I don't know.
I got to shoot for the unusual thing. That's why my mother has this closet full of stuffed animals that she can't leave out because company may be over.
Is that right?
Animals that, you know.
Yeah, we have a Christmas closet at our house. And, you know, hide things there.
There you go.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, I get her teddy bears that say naughty things and stuff like that. Just for shock value.
Don't think we want to know anything.
They've got everything already. I mean, what do you get the people that have everything already?
That's true.
On my pillow.
Anyway, here's the deal. Just do me this favor. Enjoy all the stuff that gets given, but just savor the time, treasured time with loved ones. Think of that for the Thorsgaard families. We're talking about the loss of the 98-year-old Enoch Thorsgaard yesterday. You know, last Christmas, it was their last Christmas. You just never know. So just treasure the time and enjoy yourself. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Now through the end of the year, they have that buy four pillows for the price of one deal. We had a kind listener text Todd and I, or actually I think he sent us a Facebook message, and said, hey, I went to Swanson Chiropractic in Hazen and got my back put back in place, and I bought two MyPillows while I was there. Now I can't wait to go to bed and try it. And he was all proud of the pillow, sent us a picture. Thanks a ton. That's fantastic. We're glad you took our advice on MyPillow. Now, I love the folks at Swanson Chiropractic. Actually, I don't know them from Boo. But I'm sure they're good folks there in Hazen. And I'm glad they sell MyPillow. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you buy four and get one for free. You get a little better deal than you do there at the chiropractor. Okay? And 800-506-9028. I mean, you could find them other places, but to get the deal and have them know how many fine listeners we have, you got to go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
Don't know them from Boo?
I don't know where I got that term.
Use Casper? Yeah. Did Casper teach you that one?
I guess so. Two things we'll get to. We got a call last hour when we were talking about Enoch Thorsgaard before our Ted Cruz interview. And it is from a grandson of Enoch's who wanted to tell a story about him. We're going to try and get that in before the end of the hour. We also have a name for the dog. I don't know how many names were submitted by our listeners, but we, you know, a new dog in the Hannon family, and it has a name now. So I'll find out what the name will be before the end of the program. I will tell you. And thank you for all of those submissions. Right now, we have a talk radio town hall. What is that? Well, a talk radio town hall, as you hear each week with Congressman Kevin Cramer or others that have done these with us, are just a chance to get a little deeper on a particular issue. And get into, some issues. I asked Dr. Mark Hagerod, who's the chancellor of the North Dakota University System, if he'd come on. And our first real interview, we've chatted with him on different issues before and different things that are happening. But this is a chance to sort of go above the news cycle and things that are happening and talk just a little bit about the bigger picture. And any questions that you have on higher ed, this is the time to ask them. I mean, whatever it might be. Time to time we'll get calls on, you know, why is there so much administration? Why is tuition cost what it does? A lot of questions, obviously, about the name. But we very often don't get a chance to talk about, all right, how do these schools teach our students? You know, how are they doing? Really just focus in on the students. So good opportunity to do that today with the chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Dr. Mark Hagerot. Nice to have you back. Mark, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. So let's start at the beginning. When you first, and obviously being, having North Dakota roots, you were familiar with UND and NDSU and the North Dakota University System, but had been out doing other things, working for our military, helping to save the planet, and we thank you for your service in that regard. But what was, as you considered this job, your idea of concept of the university system in North Dakota?
Well, thanks for it's a great question. If I could start real big and then narrow it down. I'm a nonpartisan guy. I'm not Democrat or Republican. I've been in the Navy for decades. But you just look at the news and you look at futurists who've written about what's happening, but the ability of big government, big things like the EU to solve people's problems is rapidly declining, right? The EU can't even save Greece, okay? Our federal government can't solve our problems here. So what really appealed about coming home after spending decades helping the Navy big organization that crossed over our whole country's, security issues is to come back and help my home state. Because I think the generation to come is going to be local states, local schools, local government solving people's problems. And we have got a wonderful system of 11 universities, and there's challenges. You know, I've got lists of things we got to work on, but lists of success. But we have a system that our forefathers had the wisdom to build when nobody even thought schools were important, and they built them. And they are here to help our young people and mid-career people to navigate this changing world of ours. It's wonderful for business opportunities, but also, some anxiety for young people. What careers will last? What should I go into? So big picture is, the ability of big organizations to solve problems is declining, and states and schools and communities have to really roll up their sleeves, and there's a lot more for us to do in the generation ahead.
What does the university system do well that it doesn't get enough credit about? I mean, when I say the university system, I'm not talking about an office in the Capitol. I'm talking about these 11 institutions and the work that goes in, day out at all of these schools. What do you yearn for the people of North Dakota to know more about these schools that never gets talked about?
Great question. And I'd want to say that I want the parents of our young people and I want the young people to stay here in our state and come to these schools because we have remarkable programs going on. I don't know if they realize it, but we had the number one ranked 2-year nursing program in the nation, in the entire nation, 100% pass rate. And anybody who knows, if you spent money on your kids to go to school and they can't pass their certifying boards or whatnot, that's a trauma. And all of our kids got through. We have wonderful programs. We are groundbreaking in rural medicine. We've got technology programs, the first unmanned degrees in the country, the biggest first certified unmanned test center in the country. We've got leading agricultural research that people from around the world come. We've got at Lake Region one of the most recognized 2-year programs in unmanned agriculture. So if kids are thinking, gee, I want to go someplace with imagination, it's here. If they want to go to a place that I know I can pass my boards, it's here. Also on affordability. Several states, we have had the most modest increases in tuition among, I think, the 50 states. I think we are in the bottom 9 as far as how fast tuition is being raised. Other states are having 20-30% increase over the last 5 years. So actually, with management of our universities and with legislative, pressures, tuition increases have been modest. So it's very affordable for kids to go to school here. I've really want to encourage the parents to look at the bill to go to school here versus other places. So affordability, we need to do better on, of course. Performance of program, do better. But those are some things I'd want them to take away, is look at some of the programs we're offering. They're top in the nation.
On affordability, you hear, about a student loan debt crisis. Is this a crisis right now nationwide?
Affordability is one of the pillars of our strategy, and there is a huge student loan national debt building. Depending on how people measure it, I think it's you know, rivaling some of the credit card debt that's been amassed over the years. And so, you know, it is a concern, and we do want to keep costs down because, you know, middle and working class people, their salaries have not been going up at a particularly fast rate. And so I'd say it varies case by case, but by some measures, we have one of the lower default rates in the nation, below the average here in North Dakota. So I'm not going to minimize it. We'd like to have students graduate with less debt. That's one of our goals. And it's one of the things that we're working on, trying to find more affordable ways for kids to go to school. So that's in my column of things to work on.
I want to talk about the cost side. And as you say, North Dakota has been faring better than national peers in that regard, which is good. But it still is obviously up a lot, and you hear a lot of concern about that as well from students. We'll talk about that after a short timeout. Your questions or comments, welcome to on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today, folks. Talk Radio Town Hall on Higher Ed.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Just in time for Christmas comes one of the greatest gift-giving ideas ever. Go to holy-post.com, choose a mobile mass card, and send it to a loved one. There's a variety of occasions to choose from. Have masses offered for healing, in remembrance of a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a new family member, gratitude, and other special occasions. A mobile mass card will be sent by email, and there's an option to have it posted on Facebook, too. What a great way to say Merry Christmas. Go to holy-post.com or download the app today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
There you go, friends.
Have a holly.
I know what's on your mind, audience.
No.
They love the Burl Ives, man.
Oh,
me
yeah.
Too. Brought to you today by Piper's Auction Company on What's on Your Mind. Kevin and the team want to say happy holidays from everybody at Pfeiffer's. And clue you in on some 2016 auctions coming up, including equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake. Some great land auctions on tap in McLean, Stark, Adams, Grand Forks, and McHenry County. McHenry. Easy for me to say counties. And if you want a catalog, so you get the scoop on all of those, the equipment auctions, the land auctions, and get the details, just give them a call and they'll send one right out to you. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Or view them at Pfeiffer's.com. You can see all the auctions there at Pfeiffer's.com. Talk Radio Town Hall today with Dr. Mark Hagerot, Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. Questions or comments welcome from you on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't forget, Cloverdale half and whole teardrop hams are on sale at all Hornbacher's locations. $2.79 a pound. Great deal, and they'll be doing tailgating at the Fargo Dome for NDSU football tomorrow. Come on out, some more Cloverdale goodies. They'll also be at the Moorhead Azul location of Hornbacher's today, 3 until 6, with some great teardrop ham samples and also some beef tangy summer sausage, too. From Cloverdale. All right, back we are with Dr. Mark Hagerot. So affordability, I want to talk a little bit about. You mentioned all the, you know, the increases in tuition, and while they have gone up here, they've not gone up here as much as they have other places. What is the deal? Why is the cost of higher education, you know, outpacing inflation and rising at this alarming rate?
Well, you know, if we could answer that question, we could probably start a consulting firm and make a lot of money, because this is happening across the country, and there's various reasons given for it. One on the, I guess you could say, neutral to positive side is that higher education is still manpower intensive. Parents and students typically want to interact with people. They want to have a professor in the classroom. They want to have a mentor. They want to have a coach who's a human, whereas mass production assembly lines, let's face it, there's entire assembly lines where you can't even find a human. You look at the Amazon shipping center. So higher ed has a built-in, pretty costly structure of workforce, staff, and a lot of that's what we're studying. We actually have a cost containment study on that, faculty-staff ratios, to try to get a little more insight on where we can find savings. So that's one reality. The other one is, you know, the cost of construction facilities, expectations of room. I don't know about you, but when I went to college, there were people piled in the dorm room. You know, I went to Annapolis Naval Academy, and privacy was a minimal. You know, you just dealt with what you got. And you know, there's some cultural changes with people wanting more space. They want nicer facilities. You know, I remember the gym that, you know, I'd go into, or the swimming pool. You know, it was built in 1930, and, you know, it was, you know, cinder block, and that's just what it was. Well, people like nice stadiums. They like, you know, conditioned facilities. So a couple of good things that could be just built into it structurally. But, you know, just be upfront. We're studying this. We're trying to study cost ratios. And so, you know, the budget is tightening. And so we're not just accepting that, you know, hands down. Now, as far as the cost to students, again, I mentioned this, but I can give you some statistics, that the in-state tuition fees at public two-year schools, for example, over the last 5 years, across America, the average increase has been 18%. In North Dakota, it's minus 2%. So, again, just to give you perspective of where, you know, your system's working. So two-year schools, we actually have reduced the cost over a four-year period, where the national average adjusted for inflation is up 18%. For four-year campuses, the average over 4 years is up 17%. North Dakota's at 7%. So costs are going up across the country, true, but we are certainly on the lower end of that band trying to keep that down for our students and our taxpayers. So, and we'll keep working at it.
And Don wants to know, what ways will he work to make noticeable and tangible cuts to the cost of education? Is that in the future?
Well, that's what we're working on. You know, we've got several things we are looking at. You know, we've got these studies now that my chancellor's cabinet's called. We've got the six studies being led, but one of them is on tuition. One of them is on cost containment, particularly the staff and faculty ratios. But one of them is also on shared services, meaning how can we share things across campuses that bring us cost efficiencies to keep the cost per student credit hour down. And already a couple campuses are moving out. NDSU and Wahpeton are sharing payroll, and I believe also Botno and Minot is doing that. So we find places where we don't need redundancy. Mayville, instead of hiring a building manager because they're doing some construction, they're just going to use some existing expertise in the system. So those are some tangible ways we are moving toward that, and we'll keep looking for that. Again, try to keep the costs down. But again, you know, as one of my, I looped around the state, Scott, you know, one of the constituents I met said, you know, we don't want to be the low-cost provider. You know what I mean? We want quality, and I'm willing to pay for quality, but I don't want to overpay for quality. So I just want to share that, too, that, you know, when you're producing a doctor for rural medicine, you don't want the lowest-cost doctor in the world. You know what I mean? You can get those probably overseas in certain countries that will get you a really low-cost doctor, and we want, you know, quality education, quality credentials, and that does cost something to keep that quality there. And so I want to thread that needle, so to speak.
What is your biggest frustration? What is the thing you think, that you need to get your arms around and ultimately hope to change?
Well, there's several things that I've got on my list to work at. And one of them is retention and attrition. You know, we're just losing too many kids. These are precious, precious resources of our state. You know, it takes 18 years to produce a good American boy and girl that got through high school, and for them to start school and then to leave, that really is a loss. And we want them to come back. We want adult education. We want people to come back, for example, from the oil fields, who want to come back to school. So that's the biggest concern. Quite frankly, failure is overrated in that sense. We want them to feel success early on. So we've got a study on that. Legislature was very generous and gave us some money for what's called predictive analytics, so we can start to look at across 11 campuses. This is the benefit of a system, is look at the indicators across 11 campuses and start to see what are the indicators of some young man feeling frustrated, or, that famous, Wonderful Life movie. The worst thing is discouraged. When you're discouraged, you want to give up. Early intervention, which takes people. In the end, it's not going to be a software program, but the software can point us to where we then intervene with, the staff and the faculty. So that's number one. And we got a study on that led by Gary Hagan out of Mayville. And we are looking to have the implemented system across all the campuses by later spring in 2016. So that's the first one. And I could go down the list, but that, I would say that's a priority. The students.
Marie has a question for our guest, Dr. Mark Hagerot. We have a break here, so Marie will ask you to hang on because we wouldn't have enough time to do your question justice or the answer from Dr. Hagerot, so hang on. Both of you, others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Chat with the Chancellor of the North Dakota University System today on a Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll have more after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Your employees are your greatest asset. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
Catholics the world over know the power of the Holy Mass. And now, just in time for Christmas, the website holy-post.com allows you an easy way to give your loved ones a Mass intention in their name. Mass is for healing, remembrance for a friend or loved one, celebrating the life of a family member, gratitude, or any special occasion. There are many mobile Mass cards to choose from. It's affordable and supports the church, too. Send a treasured Christmas gift this year with the help of holy-post.com or download the app today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
And we continue on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Apache Sprayers. The best of the best, and they have 2016s running right now. I can't think of a better Christmas gift, really, for your farming operation, given the fact that you have a dependable sprayer like an Apache that has that great high resale value that is going to help you be more efficient and get a better return. I'm telling you. Checks a lot of boxes. 2016s are in. 2015s have some deep discounts, low interest financing right now, and don't forget the ET Egg Center, too. Across from Bonanza, just across Maine, in Mandan, exit 60, south of Fargo on Frontier. The Frontier, it's actually exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo, but Frontier is where they're located. High Plains Apache, online all the time at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. We have one more thing we want to do about Enoch Thorsgaard before the end of the program. The 98-year-old legendary former legislator and cattle farmer from Northwood, who we thankfully interviewed last September, coming up. His grandson going to join us to share a story here before the end of the hour. I see on our Facebook page, William Schultz said, "When I heard your interview last fall, I got on the phone right away and told my 93-year-old dad how much I appreciated him." Well, thank you for that, William, and if we can make an impact like that with the radio program, we're doing something right. So appreciate you very much. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline has a couple of callers waiting to chat with our guest on the Talk Radio Town Hall on Higher Ed today. Dr. Mark Hagerod is with us from the North Dakota University System. And Marie, you're first to go here. By the way, other questions, welcome at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Marie.
Okay. I was wondering, I just tuned in, so I don't know what all this transpired. But I was wondering, how about the big bonuses that you pay out on, you know, for the different department heads, and how that affects student tuition rates?
Well, thank you, Maria, for the question. I am mindful that you know, lots of people are, you know, struggling. Downturn. You know, my father's a farmer, and there's not much income coming in this year. And my mother came from an oilman's family, and there's some tough times there. And the salaries in many cases, especially the medical field and other things, are on the high side by North Dakota standards. And so I'm mindful of that. It comes back to what I said earlier, that we're in a global marketplace to get the best doctors, you know, the best pediatricians, you know, the best dialysis center, technicians and best X-ray technicians. So you want those quality people. We want to attract them here. And you know, there was a time probably in North Dakota where, you know, we could grow all those people here, but often we have to compete on a national scale to bring them in. But as far as bonuses, if you know something I don't know about, I don't know of any bonuses being paid to academic officials. But feel free, you know, send that on. If you found something that I don't know about, I'll look into it. But okay. Generally, as a practice, we don't have that.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking this, sorry, that you're going to pay Ed Schaefer is way too much. You know what? He's getting up for a month. That's more than I make in a year.
No, I understand that. And again, there's actually an organization that talks about salaries for college presidents and executives. And again, they didn't invent the scale, but college presidents, that's kind of in the range. When you try to get an executive and by the way, Ed Schaefer didn't ask, you know, where the salary. We set the range. You know, he's very generous. He's a huge donor to higher ed. I'm looking out my window at BSC. His family gave the land for Bismarck State. It's multi-million-dollar piece of land that they gave to the state. So I'm mindful of that. And my dad says the same thing to me. You know, how much I get paid. You know, so I appreciate exactly what you're talking about. But we do want to, you know, attract talent, managerial talent, medical talent, the best engineers, you know, building the best machines to protect our country and the Air Force. So I'm with you. It sometimes looks at a stark contrast. And I appreciate
the call. Thanks, Marie. You know, I think, and Marie touches on something we hear a lot, and I think that's less, I don't hear so much of faculty, because I think they expect you to go out and recruit the best faculty and each of the presidents to do the same. And, you know, you got to pay on a scale, right? If you're competing with a school in Texas, you don't want them to not take this job because of salary. So that's what you're getting at on the competitive side. I hear it more on the administrative side, just that there's too many administrators. What do you say to that?
Well, that's partly what we're doing with our cost containment study. There's only so many things we can study. And I can just say one of the six things we're studying is faculty-staff ratio. And how that comes out, how do you count that? And so I'm looking forward to what this team is made up of different people from different campuses and people from my, my office here. And so valid question. And it'll be interesting to see what we find. So maybe it's something we can talk about, later this, new year when, we get some stuff, on paper.
On a future talk radio town hall. There you go. Larry in Fargo, go ahead for Dr. Hagerot.
Doctor, I've had a concern over the years that very little proper understanding of our country's founding and the Constitution are being taught in the high school or even at the college level. I've talked to a number of attorneys that have gone through the law school at UND, and they said, yeah, we recognize that the Constitution is there, but we spend most of our time on dealing with how to handle ourselves in court and work up a case. And when I started asking them on some of the founding principles that made their way into the first articles of the Constitution, they go, well, we didn't spend any time on that. And so my point is to ask you, you know, how can, if the law school doesn't do it, and if the civics instruction in college doesn't do it, how can we expect to educate our students in the high school level and on to the college level if nobody's spending any time on what the Constitution is? It just seems to get beaten up in the media all the time, and everybody laughs that it was something that was written by a bunch of founding fathers who are all dead, and yet that's the founding of the success of our country, is our Constitution. Could you address how you might put more emphasis on that?
Well, thanks, Larry. It's a wonderful question. And as someone who's buried people at Arlington, there are people fighting for that. So I'm with you, and it'll be something that I'm interested in talking when I get out to the different campuses, because that's something we should value, and we should, especially in this time where there is so much going on, that we keep those principles up front. So
And the reason I bring it up to you is that I I was dealing with a person who later became president of the North Dakota Teachers Association, and he was asking me questions about some cases before the Supreme Court, and he didn't have an understanding of basic case law. And I said, wow, here's a guy who was politically active but was teaching civics to 8th and 9th graders and didn't even understand basic principles of case law. And I'm thinking, wow, there's got to be a void there of knowledge that needs to be sharpened up here so that our students can be good citizens in the future and support good law versus bad law.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm with you in spirit. I don't have the details of the curriculum in front of me, what we require of our students. I do know that the First Lady, I believe, was behind some legislation that we passed through our legislature this last cycle. Again, I wasn't here yet, about high school civics government tests they had to pass. So I don't know if you'd heard about that, but there are.
I heard about it, but it tends to be a fill-in-the-blank type of questions and tests and just a checklist versus understanding the principles under why those laws were there. Because without understanding the principles, you really can't debate or defend them in a public one-on-one with somebody. You're just spouting individual words. And
yeah.
And if we want to protect our country, we have to have educated citizens that can defend the principles, because our founding fathers, as you know, didn't just invent these principles out of thin air. They fought for them. A lot of their relatives died to defend these principles in leaving Europe. And so they were put into our Constitution, you know. I would be more than happy to serve on a board or a commission to get the public involved again in how these civic principles are actually brought out to the students. You know, we all have a lot of experience in the field and wisdom, and we don't necessarily have to have a master's or doctorate degree to impart that knowledge and provide some oversight to how civics is being taught.
Well, it's a great cause you're on, Larry, and sounds like Dr. Hagerod agrees. I'd love to go school by school, see what's in some of these classrooms, even at the elementary level, right, and junior high, and just see what the textbooks have, because I think it's getting more and more woefully inadequate given the genius of the American idea. Appreciate the call very much. Anything else you want to say on that, Dr. Hagerod?
Well, I would just say, he fits in one of the visions I have about our state. I call it the Athens and Sparta of the North, you know, an intelligent, educated, young workforce coming up, but also that serves our state and our country. I think North Dakota is top per capita serving in these wars to protect our country. So it fits exactly with what I hope we continue to be, and that is thoughtful, educated people, but also defenders of liberty and those principles, which, just look around the world, they need more of our constitutional model and a lot less of it in some of the craziness that you see. So, wonderful question, and I actually just scribbled it down as something when I get around to just ask that question, how are we doing on those? So, let me look into that.
All right, Larry, you contributed. Thank you very much. We have only actually less than a minute left here, Dr. Hagerod, but just in closing, paint a picture of what the future looks like for North Dakota higher ed. What will be that description that best lays out your vision for these institutions?
Well, I would say it's not just what I'd say here on the phone, but we actually have a strategy that was approved by the state board, which we've got some great citizen leaders on our board, business people, and former K-12 educators and medical people. So you've got a great board. Approved a strategy, and the strategy is pretty straightforward. Think of it as C squared, S-E-A squared, that we want a superior system that works as a system. We want excellent education for our kids, not just a low-cost bidder, but also affordable and accessible. We're a big state geographically. It's hard for kids to get to places, so we want to think about where programs should be offered, online or maybe satellite campuses. So a superior system with excellent education, equipping our kids for a future, great achievement, but affordable and accessible. That's what we're striving for. We got a strategy, and the institutions are aligning to that. So,
fascinating conversation. Appreciate the time. Look forward to doing it again, and appreciate you joining us. Thanks a lot.
Right. Thanks for having me. All the best.
Take care. Dr. Mark Hagerod, Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. Important conversation about our future. I'm glad you're engaged in it, folks, with us on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not the number of bedrooms, but how many slumber parties. It's not the size of the backyard, but how big the memories. It's not your square footage. It's your circle. At Alaris, we're not about selling you a mortgage for a house. We're here to help you create a home. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Springs Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Merry Christmas, folks, to you and yours. Thanks for listening. We are blessed to have you among our faithful listeners here on What's On Your Mind. Appreciate you very much, and a good time of the year, a week from Christmas Eve, to tell you just that. We thank a lot of you and appreciate you and are blessed to have you in our audience. On to What's On Your Mind. So I mentioned at the top of the program, I found out yesterday that a friend of mine passed away at 98 years of age. And I was just up in Northwood, did a show from his office, had a great time. I had lunch there. I've toured his cattle operation before, and great fun. Enoch Thorsgaard died at 98 years of age. We've given away some of Enoch's books before and always enjoy it. His grandson called in earlier. And I forget what we were doing. I think it was during the Ted Cruz interview. So we asked him to
call back a little bit later, and we have John on the phone right now. John Braxton, who is the grandson of Enoch Thor's guy. John, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
I imagine this is a tough time with a lot of memories flooding with you and your family members about your grandpa, huh?
Yep, it's tough to see him go. He wanted to keep fighting on. Even the last day at the when he was in the hospital, they had him do a test, and he wanted to get up and exercise because he knew that if he didn't get up and exercise a little bit, that he wouldn't his organs wouldn't keep going. But and they had sent him home, and he went home and passed away at home just a few hours later, actually. So
it was his time.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yep, it was his time. When he got home, he was happy to get home. And it was his time to go.
But he sure was sharp, wasn't he?
Yep, sharp as a whip. Right to the last day you're talking to him, he was making business deals and figuring stuff out. And he never lost his mind. So,
what story do you want folks to know about your grandfather? What do you most want people to know about Enoch?
Oh, I guess... I mean, I just have one story. When I went to Norway with him, I traveled with him with Orion Samuelsson. He's a farm talk show guy. We went on a farm tour of Norway, and we would go every day and tour. And when we got back to the hotel, he would say, "Okay, now he opened up his little book, and he would say, now it's time to go visit relatives and go do stuff after, because it was kind of an older couple tour, and we would settle down at night, and he would. That's just the way Grandpa was. And in the morning, we'd wake up before everybody else, and we'd go see one more relative. He'd call somebody. He knew people in Norway everywhere we went, every town. And we'd go visit them, and we'd come back, and then we'd jump on the bus for the tour for the day. And Orion Samuelsson got a kick out of that. The Grandpa was 85 years old at the time, and he wasn't. And he never rest. I mean, he just 6 a.m. he had business deals all day till night. And he would be calling people all night, and he stayed active, and that's why he lived so long.
What do you think, how does that ripple through the rest of your family? I mean, you know, those lessons where you watch your grandpa, does everybody say, hey, he set the bar for us, we need to live like that?
Yeah, no, I think so. He set a standard. I visited him the last week before he passed away, and he said, oh, I kind of regret. I wish I would have played more with my kids a little bit. And I said, no, Grandpa. You taught all of us the work ethic, and that's what this world needs right now is more work ethic instead of playing, you know. And he goes, oh, no, I know that's right, but I just feel I wish I would have been with him a little more, you know. But that's what he left behind is a work ethic, you know. His sons, John and Grady, they get up and work every day, and I guess that's what, you know, one of his great morals, I guess, or virtues. But,
what a man of faith he was. Oh.
Yes. Yep. Yep. No, when I visited him, he said, you know, oh, all I care about is that all my grandkids are good Christian kids. And I just want, and he would, yeah, he memorized scripture, read the Bible every night. He's done so much for charities and the whole community and around the world. I mean, you wouldn't believe he was telling me people flew in. People were flying into Grand Forks and coming to visit him. He said, I don't understand how they can spend that kind of money to fly in, come visit me. I don't give them that much, but he had people coming from all over the world all the time at his door. And you should see the envelopes, you know, just hundreds of envelopes every day for people he has a big heart, and he's given a lot of money away, to all the charities. And when he believes in something, you know, like the North Dakota Family Alliance, I mean, he would spend all night calling people and asking for money. And, you know, he always had a passion to live, you know, and always to accomplish something.
Oh, amazing man. No question. A lot of life lessons there. I'm so blessed to have known him. So glad we came up to do an interview in September and share a little of the story. And we're going to do something in the not too distant future where we get some folks together and share some of the legend, because, you know, all of us could use a little more of what Enoch had to offer. And I know there's some more books you're generous enough to allow us to give away.
We gave away a ton
of those last time we were on the program, because people just can't get enough of it. So we'll do that, too, in the future. That'd be great.
Yep, we got a lot of books left, and we'd like to get them away. Grandpa's We don't want them stuck up in the, you know, like a pallet or two left of them. And I don't know how many that book is, but over 3,000 or something. And I'm sure we could get them to you if people want them. So
we'll do that. Sounds good. Well, John, really appreciate you calling today, and thanks for sharing a little bit of that story. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Lost his grandfather just yesterday. Enoch Thorsgaard at 98 years of age. Unbelievable. What a legend he was. All right, we ran out of time before I got to reveal the name of the dog.
What do you think about naming your dog Trump?
Well, I can tell you we didn't name it Trump. We did not. You know what the name is? You ready for this? Hudson. What do you think?
What?
Hudson.
The old Hudson Hornet, or what are we talking about here?
My son was like, yeah, he was like, hey, it's a cool car. I like Hudson. It's a family vote. Yeah. For me, Hudson was the Hudson River. I was thinking New York City, right? So.
There you go.
Yeah. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.